Talk 580 WTCM. Happy New Year. I know we've already said that here on the travel show with the Travel Authority, but I must say it again as Bonnie Pintozzi has made her way in this beautiful, just gorgeous day. And I know I'm lying here, but it's okay, Bonnie, right?
It's okay. It's a little warmer. We got out of the sub-zero constant temperatures and constant
snow. You can breathe
now. You can breathe. You can do it all. So it's good. It's good stuff. But it's still dreary, and it's still, I want to get out of town, and
it's
gray. I want to do things. Yeah, most definitely.
And Bonnie, we've talked about this before, I mean, so often on the show, that, you know, winter is cool until New Year's Day. And then you're like, all right, I'm done. I want to get out of here.
Yes, most definitely. And a lot of times we take to the air when we get out of here. And I want to talk a little bit today about why there are so many fluctuations with airline tickets, and where you might be sitting on an airplane next to someone who paid either way more than you did or way under, whatever. And it, you really need to understand it. And here's a perfect example. We'll have a client call up and say, you know, I checked airfares in July, looking at this particular date in February, and it was at this rate. Why is it so much more? And the first question is, you know, okay, you didn't actually make a reservation or actually purchase the ticket. So all you're seeing is a screen that says these are the fares as of the moment, as of the minute, as of everything.
And that can change within minutes.
Constantly. You know, I read an article recently that said, okay, airfare fluctuations, really? Can an airfare change 135 times?
Whoa.
Yes, it can. It just really depends on a lot of factors. So I want to go over that today, because if you see an airfare, or we're talking to you and we're finding an airfare, you want to know that you're able to actually purchase it. So you have to have some factors in your mind as to when you're traveling, okay? Because nothing is guaranteed. Yeah. You can hold something, but you can't hold it indefinitely, maybe 24 hours at the most, but that's difficult. You need to actually say, I want to buy it when we find those things or if you find it. So, and why does that happen? Well, there's a lot of factors that do determine an airline ticket price, including how many seats are left and the number of days before the flight. Okay, that's some of it. Passengers on board, the same, you know, you're sitting in coach, and that's why I started out, you might have a different fare. That happens all the time. So what are the things that you can do? Because the airlines work off of something called yield management. And this is how they plan as far as what their fares are going to be. So if you're planning a business trip or your next family vacation, it's important to understand that airline tickets are subject to drop and rise at a moment's notice. Okay, so they're going to go up and down constantly. We've talked about how in any given day there are over a million different airfares in the system. So you need to understand that that's yield management. And it's a pricing strategy that the airlines use, okay? So they want to maximize their profits. They're a business. That makes sense. And as a result of yield management, many airlines have been successful in doing so. So the pricing strategy effectively alters the price based on the customer need. Now think about it. Why in July are airfares so difficult sometimes in and out of Traverse City to find space and to purchase at a decent rate?
Why would
do
that
you
be?
Think? We have Cherry Festival. We have Film Festival.
It's
we
supply
have
and
a demand.
Yeah.
It's a demand, okay? So what, someone traveling, and the holidays are the same way. You might reserve your flight in advance and save money by utilizing a deal. But the business traveler, for instance, sometimes really doesn't know where they're, when they're going. You know, they might have a notice moment's notice, if I can say that correctly. I was just talking to somebody in the lobby who said the same thing. They were on flights constantly for business. So they might know the day before, and they're going to pay normally at a higher rates.
Right.
There's no doubt about it, because they don't have any advance time with it. Is there a good time to think about advance, you know, how far in advance? Well, basically, we always talk to people about, you know, at least months in advance, not weeks in advance, months in advance. We normally will be able to find it, because the price flight cycle type of pricing that they use is really based on the what they see. So let's say, for instance, Delta Airlines says, I want to put 20 seats on this fare. Mm. I want to put 20 seats in this fare, whatever be the case. So as they see these fares going away, as they see people buying them, it just all of a sudden you're starting getting their higher rates of availability. And now there's a complication all over the place when you talk about comfort seats, upgrading to this, upgrading to that. It really is very complicated when you look at it. So Thursdays are kind of a day that we say, you know, sometimes we avoid looking at that because they're either in the process of loading new fares or what they're doing with it.
Thursdays?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting. Tuesdays and Thursdays we look at that. But airfares routinely track on like a possibility of when they're going to go. And staying over a Saturday night, staying through different time mm-hmm. periods can sometimes find the best fare. But it's all about availability. It's all about competition in the marketplace.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's think about that. I mean, if you have a low-cost carrier who technically may not be as low-cost as you think, they mm-hmm. advertise and all of a sudden you start adding and adding and adding. That's why what we do is how we look at it. We look at multiple cities. We're in an area that we have a few other airports that you can go to. However, Cherry Capital is absolutely the one that most people want to fly in and out of. We have a great facility. We have great availability, lots of flights, but we also do have the demand. Mm. So you want to make sure that you're really kind of narrowing down on when you want to go and be flexible. We ask that question. The minute someone either walks in or calls into our office, we will say to them, okay, let's talk about it. How many people? When do you want to go? Do you have exact dates? Are you flexible? Because then we start our whole cycle. We have the automation in place to do that, to be checking fares constantly. Because with the airlines, it's all about yield. So where Delta might have availability, United may not. American may, Delta may not. And we have talked about this forever.
Yeah.
Is how we will take, if you're going to stay in a hotel or a car, bundling that in a package with an airfare. And that's been the biggest trick to do because it really saves money.
It's true savings.
True savings. International fares are amazing when we do things like that. We've had people travel all over the world just by looking at what availability looks like and then also what your schedule looks like.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, I've always looked at these as possible myths of, hey, if you do a last-minute flight, buy it on a Tuesday after midnight, and you're going to get a really good deal. Those are myths, right?
Okay. No. Because they're constantly, with yield management, they're constantly playing around with their fares all the time.
That's almost the equivalent of like holding onto the crystal while you're buying your ticket and hoping that it happens magically.
Exactly. But, sometimes because maybe it's been a small trend in one particular airline you find mm-hmm. something with, and there's so many different websites that say, do this, do that. But the bottom line is think about when you want to actually travel. Don't just say, hey, it's my dream today, and which is fine. I want to go to Hawaii, mm-hmm. so let me find out how much. But if you're not prepared to really kind of make that reservation, all that is a price quote that is constantly subject to change. And I know we see disappointment on people's faces. They say, well, I looked online, and I saw this fare, and it was available back then. Why is it? It's all about yield.
Yeah.
It's all about the demand that we have. And that goes for all the major hubs that we all fly through, whether it's Detroit or Atlanta or New York. It's all about the passenger counts.
Now, the other thing that I think people sometimes overlook as well is they see this sort of quote and they go, mm-hmm. I can afford that. And then you have Big Brother who comes out and says, well, guess what? You have this tax and that tax and this tax. And at the end of the day, you're going, I'm paying more in taxes than I did on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
happens.
That does happen. And it's, it's one of those things that a lot of people belong to frequent flyer programs, as,
mm-hmm.
as you know.
Yes.
And frequent flyer programs are great, that builds loyalty. But it just depends on who's paying the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your employer is saying, I want the lowest fare, that's great, but it may be you have a Delta frequent flyer, but American has a better fare in the system. And that's mm-hmm. normally, what happens. But a lot of us up in this part of the world really do have a preference for a couple carriers because that's who takes us to most places around the world. And it's fine because you can use those points.
Okay.
You can use those things to redeem them, to go to wonderful exotic places. If you're part of the American Express, you know, program, we as an American Express affiliate at our Altor offices are capable of redeeming your points.
You know, and you do an incredible job of that. I can say as just a testimonial, booking an international flight and going, we were working with Tammy Sifonia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't even know what you're saying. You said at one point you saw me from across the room and my face was sort of just white and going, what is going on? And Tammy's talking about buying points and she's doing all this stuff. And it was amazing. It was like working with this guru that had the inside, the inside secrets, the
right.
knowledge. I would never have been able to do that. I don't understand my points. I don't understand my Sky Miles. I just know that they were there, and she put them to work. So people who are thinking, well, you can't use a travel agent if you want to take advantage of Sky Miles, that's false.
No, Tammy did an incredible job. I was sitting there listening to the whole thing and watching your face, which was priceless.
Yeah,
one
I was
of those
like,
things.
What?
Because it was got it down to a point where it was going to be a large sum, and then it's all of a sudden, because if you put this with this and buy this with this, you went, really?
Yeah, exactly. And you have to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and those are some of the things that I think that's another one of those myths that people have to be at their computer at midnight, ready to push the button on a Tuesday. It's not even worth your time to sit back and do that when you can call the travel authority and have someone who's much more knowledgeable than you going, hey, this is what I would suggest, and actually doing it for you. One thing that I wanted to ask too, and I've heard this often, Bonnie, is empty middle seats. So you obviously, if people pick their seat, they're like, I want the window, I want the aisle, whatever, and you have these empty middle seats. Does that affect the price of your flight? Is that a myth?
No, your seat really doesn't affect it. It's just that they are normally the ones left till the end. So depending on if they've sold out in a certain class of service, okay, so you're in coach and you have all those seats. So did they allocate X number of dollars and now they're down to a flight that's almost sold out and the middle seats are the only ones available? That's not necessarily going to give you the least expensive. Mm-hmm. It may give you a higher rate because the demand is there. Plus, the other thing that happens is cancellations. So one day they may be showing that they're relatively full, and all of a sudden they have some cancellations occur because of schedule changes, because of weather, whatever be the case. Doesn't necessarily give you a lower fare. It gives you because demand. People need to move around the system. Look what happens when the East Coast gets hit by a major storm.
Yes.
It affects everybody throughout the system because of all those major hub cities. So they're trying to move people in and out all over the place. The other thing is if let's say your fare drops. I hear this all the time. Well, if I buy it in July and the fare goes down, I mean, what do I do? All right. Well, most airlines will allow you to go in and actually do an exchange of the ticket.
Okay.
Okay. But they charge $200 to do that.
so unless your fare drops a lot.
Yeah, unless your fare is at least maybe $250.
Sure.
Okay. You can maybe save $50 and you get a voucher for it towards a future trip. That is a major thing. The other thing is schedule changes. They are happening constantly in the system. Are we happy? No. No one's happy with it because you planned your trip and all of a sudden you've got all your seats, everything's ready to go, and they have a schedule change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, schedule changes that are maybe massive, where maybe you're not going to connect to get home or do anything like that, they will sometimes allow that to be refunded as an airline. And this is all airline controlled. So the refund could happen. But remember, if they refund your ticket and you still need to fly, you are subject to the fare at the time you're repurchasing a ticket, and that might be higher. So you just kind of have to figure out, is it worth the schedule change itself accepting that? And it has to be a major schedule change. It can't be a half hour, an hour, because that's normal. So that's the stuff that we work with every day.
And let me ask one other thing that, this is probably not a myth, but, obviously oil prices, that's all going to affect, because that has to go into
overhead.
The cost. Yeah,
right.
So if oil is cheap, you're probably going to have a more economical ticket. How much forecasting do these airlines do, though, when they're looking at stock prices in the market and looking at how much confidence the consumer has? And are they looking at, things like the unemployment rate and going, well, gee, we're at 4% and people are buying and, so more people are going to travel. So maybe we can make it a little... more people are going to get out there, and that means less supply?
Yeah, it varies. It depends on, because they look at who their passengers are.
Mm-hmm.
They look at how many business travelers are on flights,
okay.
All these different areas. But one thing that they will do is how much of that oil they pre-purchase at a certain rate, so that has an effect. The other thing that absolutely always has an effect on it is basically, how many competitors are in the system?
Mm-hmm.
They are constantly looking at their competition, but they're not always going to lower it down to the airline who says you almost have to stand, you don't get a seat on a carrier. That's not the way they do business.
No.
The major legacy carriers, they're all aware of each other and what they're doing because they compete. But there's also the fees, there's the landing fees going in and out of airports. There, all those things, all those taxes.
So you're telling me that's not free for an airplane?
No. The airports have to take care of their overheads too.
Yep.
So it's a complicated formula, and I can understand the frustration of the travelers, because how do you really understand it and how do you master it? Maybe some of the really frequent travelers, the road warriors we call them, they probably have figured out something, but they also have all sorts of miles to play with too. But it is complicated. We see it every single day. I hear it in our office. It's like, schedule change, another one. And it's not that there's certain times of the year or anything. It's just it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the carriers have to position those aircraft, too.
So two takeaways from this conversation is, one, use the travel authority.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're ready to plan your trip, be ready to plan your trip. Be ready to purchase that ticket. Be ready to go forth and prosper, if you will, and get this going. But the other part is travel insurance. We've been talking about all of these things that could happen if the East Coast shuts down and you're trying to get somewhere else and you have to go through the East Coast. Your trip could be shut down.
It could be shut down. And travel insurance is important, but you got to make sure you have the right coverage, because there's various different policies that we do sell. So you want to make sure that depending on what type of trip you're taking, you have full coverage of those components.
Right.
Definitely.
I wanted to surprise you with a little bit of knowledge. This is coming out of the big trade show that's happening in Vegas right now with all of this incredible technology. And the thing that has gotten people most excited, believe it or not, there is a robot suitcase that is in production. It will drive itself and follow you around using sensors and a camera. So instead of dragging your luggage across the airport in a never-ending terminal, that could be all bye-bye. And you have this, it's called the Forward X Robotics CX-1. And it really is. It's a zany hold-all on wheels. And you have a little sensor, kind of like your car key, and it follows you. Isn't that amazing?
Does it pick itself up?
No, but you don't have to drag it around anymore.
I know.
Can you imagine having a fleet of these things following you? I love it.
It could be like bumper cars in an airport. Seriously.
Absolutely. It's called the Smart Suitcase, and it uses sensors and a wide-angle camera to dodge other suitcases and other people, and it just follows you around like a little traveling puppy.
Well, let's follow that, because I can't wait to have Kevin Klein on next and talk about that.
Trade
Capital Airport, how he feels about the little bumper car.
This is the big thing that came out of the tech show floor in Las Vegas yesterday. It's currently at this show. It's got a 170-degree wide camera, and I'm thinking about this. I saw this a couple of weeks ago about the suitcase that you can ride on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was liking that. But this is even better. It's just like, come on, suitcase.
Voice controlled everything.
You could name it.
You could name it. Oh, my goodness. You can Google it.
You could. I love it. So, yeah. So that's one of the big things coming out of,
we'll stay tuned on that trade show.
I love it. Well, Bonnie Pintozzi, as always, thank you so much for coming in and telling us a little bit more about the world of travel and really trying to unravel the complications that are figuring out why your air ticket costs so much or so little.
We just want to take the stress away. We'll take the stress and help you.
That's what I say. You know, from personal experience, watching Tammy Sifonia sit there and go, well, you could do this and you could do this. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. Just take over my life.
Yes.
You know, and she did. And it worked out well.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi.
You bet.
Now, for the Travel Authority, all you have to do is go to thetravelauthority.com. It's as simple as that.